Mama Needs More, episode number 31. Welcome to Mama Needs More, the podcast dedicated to helping you get more from life outside of motherhood. Because let's face it, you're a human too. I'm your host, Kylie Van Gelder, a mom of two wild little miracles and a certified life coach with a master's in psychology. On a bi-weekly basis, I'll bring you a no BS episode full of tips and tricks on how you can boost your confidence and do more of the things you love. It's all about what you need. So come on, let's get started. Hello and welcome to today's show. Thank you so much for being here. I want to say that today's show is going to be short and sweet. Why? Well, for two reasons. One, you are a busy mama. And two, I am also a busy mama, especially now because my kids are on a two-week May vacation. Two-week May vacation. I don't quite understand it. They go back to school for 6 weeks and then they start their six-week holiday. But here in the Netherlands, there are tons of holidays, one in October for a week, one in February for a week, and then 2 weeks in May, and then 6 weeks for the summer vacation. So I am too a little bit extra busy right now, but I still wanted to come on here and do this show because I realized a few things with my kids home. And then I saw a quote yesterday and it made me think, wow, this so much relates to what is happening in our house right now with the kids home. So I'm going to read the quote to you and then just explain a little something about it. And then that will be it for the show. Short and sweet, like I said. So the quote is from John Kim. Honestly, I don't know who this is. If I had had a chance, I probably would have Googled just to find out a little bit more information about John Kim. But I saw the quote on Instagram from The Wisdom of the Shaman. And I thought, you know what? Yes, I needed to see this. And I think sometimes these types of quotes or a message from someone else, or we notice a song on the radio or on Spotify or something in a movie really hits us a little bit extra hard because that's a message that we actually need to hear ourselves. So this quote is, "We all have issues because we all have a story. And no matter how much work you've done on yourself, we all snap back sometimes. So be easy on you. Growth is a dance, not a light switch." And I was like, oh, I needed to hear this because there have been a few times in the past week and a half that my kids have been home of their 2 weeks where I have felt like snapping. And maybe I even did a little. According to my son, I did a lot. But after you say something 12 times, asking them not to do something, the 13th time may not be so nice. But anyway, when I saw this quote, it just sort of hit me, like, because I got frustrated with myself when I did feel like I was going to lose it inside. You know, you get that frustration and anger inside, and that those were my go-to emotions growing up as a child. So that is still very much what happens to me. And I saw this, well, before I saw this quote, I was kind of beating myself up a bit, like, frig, Kylie, you have done so much work in the last 10 years. I mean, more so, say, in the last 3-4 years, like really hardcore, especially trying to learn to not dump my shit on my kids from my past. And yet I still have this urge to just snap, or maybe one or two times I did snap. And then I got frustrated with myself. And I mean, I've done the whole mindfulness self-compassion training. I'm very much about speaking nicely to yourself and not going too much into the negative stories that come up in our head. I did, and I was upset with myself, and I journaled about it as well, saying how upset I was with myself. But then I also said, okay, I didn't hang on to that snippy snappiness. I may have snapped, or I may have felt like it, and then I was able to let it go. In a way, it still hung around, but I pretended, at least for my kids, that it was gone. But still, it was still there, and I think that that is for many of us who are working on ourselves, that when we fall back into our old patterns, or when we feel that sensation of whatever it is coming up, we tend to get a little bit more triggered and frustrated, like, I'm doing so much work. Why is this happening to me? But it's what, when I saw this quote, I'm like, thank you. I needed to see this. It is a dance. It's back and forth, and it's not a light switch. We can't just, you know, shut off our emotions or shut off our past or shut off our triggers. They sometimes come on again. And it's about recognizing that that is okay. And for me, this just, I needed to just see this and say to myself, and I journaled about it last night as well, it's okay. It's okay that I had that urge. In self-compassion, one of the big things that people say when they feel this frustration or something, may I be free from this feeling? May I feel safe? May I feel understood? Because perhaps in that moment, I didn't feel understood from my kids. May I feel heard? May I be heard? May I be seen? May I be free from judgment? All of these things in self-compassion, it doesn't take it away, but it just recognizes that you're having this emotion right now, you're having that feeling, and that's okay. You're a human being. You will get frustrated. You will get annoyed. No matter how much work you do on yourself, these triggers remain. And that is also sort of frustrating to me, but it's so much better than it was before. And if you are doing the work and you feel like things aren't changing, just know that they are. And when you are confronted with situations that in the past you would have been insanely triggered about and you're not now, you're just a little bit triggered or you're annoyed, but you can pull yourself together. That is growth. And I think that that is what this quote highlighted for me. As with all of us, I will remain a work in progress for the rest of my life, but the progress becomes, well, I don't want to say it becomes easier because that's just a total lie. I find with every layer you peel down, a new layer comes up again. A Pandora's box of mysteries pops up, but that's also okay. It's how you respond and how you handle it. And that is what I'm learning. And that is what this quote really highlighted for me, that it is okay to fall back as long as you don't keep yourself there, as long as you are okay and you speak to yourself the way you would speak to a friend. That is what self-compassion is. And that is what this quote reminded me of. It brought me back to when I had done the Mindfulness Self-Compassion Program, to how I want to be spoken to by others, but also how I want to treat myself. Like everyone else, you are a person too, and you deserve to be spoken to like a person. If someone snapped at you, you may be ticked at them for a bit, but if it's a friend, you will probably forgive them. Well, you also need to forgive yourself. And that's exactly what I needed reminding of in these, after this week and a half of going a little bit crazy. We decided to do a staycation. So we're at home. As mentioned before, my husband is finally going to be going back to work, but his papers aren't formally in yet. So we're still at home. We decided to take it a little easy with overspending right now until things get back on track. And so having two kids at home 24/7, of course I'm going to get triggered. Of course we're both going to get triggered as parents. I mean, I don't even know. I have yet to meet a parent who is not triggered now and then by their kids or their partner or even themselves when they do something that annoys themselves. So if you can, turn to that self-compassion, talk to yourself like you would a friend, go easy on yourself. It's okay to make a mistake. It's okay to fall back. If you or someone you know want to discuss this a little bit in more detail, please feel free to reach out to me. You can DM me on Instagram at Kylie Van Gelder, or check out my website, kylievangelder.com. Remember to share this show with other mamas who are in need of more. Thank you so much for listening and have a wonderful day.